Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. This means you, Grandpa and Grandma. Welcome to We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His loving Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The way, the truth, the life. There's no other way to know God and to please God than by coming to Him through His Son, Jesus. And that's what We Kids is all about. And it's about the kids, too, little Leah in Alaska. Have you ordered the dog sled team yet? They need to be here in the next half hour. Can you do that? Abriel, Elliot, and Elena, nice to have you listening in Georgia. And Mama B, hello to you and to the merry mob gathered around there. Marie, Frankie, Freddie, Julie, Rachel, Robert, and Crystal. Most of you kiddos have graduated, but you're never too old to listen to We Kids. In Michigan, Daniel, Grace, Benjamin, and Landon, howdy to you. Josie and Samuel, it's so nice to have you listening. Joanna, did you know that your name means God is gracious? I love that. Greetings to you, along with sisters Naomi, Esther, Julia, and Natalie. And if I haven't said hi to you, welcome to We Kids! Now on July 4th in America, we celebrate, usually, with parades and picnics and marching bands and lots of red, white, and blue. It's a happy day for us. But does God have anything to do with our Independence Day? Welcome to this star-spangled edition of We Kids! Good it is to call America our home sweet home. Even with the troubles we're going through, this is still the greatest nation in the world.
Mr. Nick, Mr. Nick.
Hey there, Nikki.
Mr. Nick, I'm glad you said we're still the greatest nation in the world. I like being number one.
I know, little guy, but being number one is not about us. It's about God giving us this number one nation.
Is that why we say we trust in God?
Yes, our United States national motto is, In God We Trust.
Well, that's what I meant.
I know, Nikki. In God We Trust is clearly minted on all our money.
Oh, yeah.
And that started with coins in 1864.
Wow!
Now, In God We Trust is printed on official documents all over our nation. It's in songs and on brass plaques, and even engraved in stone at our nation's capital, and some of our state capitals, too.
We're safe, Mr. Nick.
Not exactly.
What? America has God?
We have served God in the past.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right, Nikki. God has given us much stuff and much power, many blessings, but
But what, Mr. Nick?
But we have used these things for ourselves instead of for him. We have sinned.
Uh-oh.
Regularly sinned.
Oh, boy.
And unless this great nation repents and goes back to doing In God We Trust, instead of just saying it and singing it.
What?
God will not allow us to continue like this, sinning against His name.
Mr. Nick, when you say repent, that's like when I came to Jesus, right? I repented.
Exactly, Nikki. Repent means to turn around. Instead of walking away from God, repent and walk toward Him and with Him once again.
Like repenting from sin?
Yes.
Well, America can do that.
Yes, we can do that, Nikki, but will America do that?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. We'll see.
Phew.
Nikki, Bible time is about this in the next few minutes. Be sure to be listening.
Sure, Mr. Nick.
And remember, we must trust in God, whether our nation does or not. Hey, thanks for stopping by, little guy.
Okay, see you later.
Please stand for our pledge to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Star-Spangled Banner was written by Francis Scott Key.
It was written during the War of 1812.
American patriots were fighting for independence and religious freedom.
Key was aboard a British ship negotiating freedom for a prisoner of war when the British began bombing Fort McHenry.
He waited through the night 8 miles offshore, praying that the fort would stand.
To his joy, he saw with the dawn a giant American flag waving over the fort.
He pulled an old letter from his pocket and wrote the words to our national anthem.
Please join us in singing the Star-Spangled Banner.
Glad in God. This is the Independence Day edition of We Kids. It is so nice to have you listening. I'm Mr. Nick, a thankful citizen of our United States of America. Today's Bible time is about a nation serving God. It's from the Bible, parts of 2 Chronicles chapters 6 and 7. During Old Testament days, King Solomon was the richest and wisest king ever to rule God's people. One of the first things King Solomon did was make the temple of God, showing his people how to use the best of the best to build it beautifully for God. And when the temple was finished, King Solomon gathered the elders of Israel in Jerusalem for a big ceremony and a big feast. King Solomon prayed by standing. And this is where I start reading from the Bible, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, beginning with verse 12. Prayed by standing before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands toward heaven. He said, O Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth, keeping covenant, keeping your word, and showing loving kindness to your servants who walk before you with all their heart. But will God indeed dwell with mankind on the earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you, how much less this house which I have built? Yet have regard to the prayer of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. Hear from your dwelling place, from heaven, hear and forgive. Later, and now we go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, beginning with verse 12. The Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said to him, I have heard your prayer, and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send trouble, pestilence among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer offered in this place. For now I have chosen and consecrated, dedicated, this house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there all the time, perpetually. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, even to do according to all that I have commanded you, and will obey me, will keep my statutes and my ordinances, then I will establish your royal throne as I covenanted with, as I promised your father David. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments which I've set before you, and go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will uproot you from my land which I have given you, and this house which I have consecrated, dedicated for my name, I will cast out of my sight, and I will make it a proverb and a byword among all peoples. As for this house which was exalted, everyone who passes by it will be astonished and say, Why has the Lord done thus to this land and to this house? And they will say, Because they forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers, who brought them from the land of Egypt, and they adopted other gods and worshipped them and served them. Therefore he has brought all this trouble, this adversity on them. Mercy?
The Bible says in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people.
Yeah.
If ever we have needed the healing touch of God in this land, it is today. And this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, the Independence Day flag-waving edition of We Kids. And, of course, we have our wonderful We Kids March. But I need some March leaders first. Mercy, you sweet kid, thank you very much for reading Proverbs 14:34. And Eden, you're a sweet kid too, but I think I'm going to pick Mercy to be March leader today in this family. And Hannah, listening in big, beautiful Alaska, little sister to Esther, Lydia, and Samuel. Hi, older kids. Let's follow Hannah today, who is the March leader. Here in beautiful Red Bluff, Kate, Mom, are you overseeing this? Sarah is the March leader ahead of Kale and Judge. Where are those guys? And then, listening in Florida, there's Papa Noah overseeing his friendly family there, along with Mama. Four gifts of the Lord, Elijah, Naomi, Moses, and Hadassah. Elijah, you're the March leader. And in Ohio, there's this grand of Rick and Vicky, Olivia Reese. Cute little two-year-old, would you like to be March leader? She's picked by Mr. Nick. In North Carolina, Sapphira, Samuel, Rebecca, Abigail, Stephen, Elizabeth. Mama, thanks for the update on these. Josiah, Benjamin, Micah, and little Hannah, who was just born in May and is now happy to be marching right side up. 9-year-old Stephen in this happy household is March leader over here. Mama, Papa, please help me with this. If I've not picked a March leader in your family, will you please pick one for me? Thank you so very much. Before we put our knees up high, let me go over the rules to this. First of all, feet in time with the music. Secondly, knees up high. This is a march, Grandpa. Besides, it's good for the old pump. Number three, especially if you're a big marcher, watch out for the little ones. And number four, be sure to keep an eye out for the T-bone players who have trouble marching and playing at the same time during our wonderful We Kids March. And they're off. Oh, I love these stars and stripes forever. A lot of flag waving today during this thing. Josie and Samuel, excellent marching. Here comes Marie and Frankie and Freddie and Julie and Rachel and Robert. Where's Crystal? Come on, get her in here, please. Good job, Noah. Here comes Elijah, Ezra, and Ezekiel, the E-boys. Good marching style here. Your left, your left, your left, your right, your left. Knees up high, Grandpa. Yeah, this brings back some memories, doesn't it? Little Elena goes marching through. Good march leading, Elena. Elliot, Avril, you following Elena? Okay, that's good. Olivia Reese, what a sweet kid. Okay, gently now, not quite so high on the knees. When the music is soft, you march softly. Sequoia, fine job. Simile, behind Sequoia, please. Squire, good marching. Soquel, good marching. Life is good in Colorado today, huh? Sarah, well, Mom's behind you. That counts. Here comes Esther. Lydia, Samuel, Hannah, and put those knees up high. Watch out for the T-bone players. This is our wonderful We Kids March. Good marching in this thing. Just don't bump into each other. Victoria, good marching. Ben, good marching. Evie, excellent marching. Let's march it all the way to the end now for an excellent finish, a good, strong finish. We're doing this for the glory of God. Here comes Elizabeth, Josiah, Michael, pardon me, Micah, good marching, Sapphira, Abigail, Samuel, Rebecca, Stephen, and Mercy Rose, you're doing a fine job of leading. And Eden Rose, you two rosebuds are great marchers. In our wonderful We Kids March all the way to the end now. And you kids are marvelous marchers. You may be seated.
Hi, I'm Mercy Rose.
Hi, I'm Eden Rose.
This is We Kids.
Mr. Nick is our grandpa.
Happy Independence Day!
Thank you, Grand Girls.
Keys for Kids Radio and keysforkids.net. The more, the merrier.
Grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. And that is good news during We Kids. Of Mr. Nick here is waving a flag saying what a great nation we are, and the other half is in tears because we are such a sin-sick nation. God help us. And that takes us back to today's Bible time, And that verse that Mercy Rose read for us, Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. I hope we understand that in America and soon turn from our evil ways. Still, it has been good to have the kids of the radio neighborhood gathered around like this for We Kids. And Hannah Mom from Alaska said she was sending a dog sled to pick me up, but I don't see any dog sled. Wait a second. Unbelievable. 12 dogs, a sled, and a driver. I'm going out in style today. Hello, sir. I'll just climb on here and remember, kiddo, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly do.